Our next review discusses the MP3 format, and before we get into it, here are a few important points. There are some who, thanks to media hype, think that the MP3 format is illegal. The format is most certainly not illegal. In fact, you're listening to an MP3 stream right now. It has been used widely for the sharing of copyrighted material, though, and in most countries that is illegal. A different format could just as easily be used, such as Red Audio or Windows Media. MP3 is often used because of the many utilities that support it, it is an open standard, and it sounds good. Utilities that find songs on the web can be used for legal and illegal purposes. For example, you may not have access to CD extraction software and may want MP3 files of material that you've purchased. There are also musicians who make their music freely available on the internet. But you are breaking the law in most countries if you download commercial material you haven't purchased. By providing the following review, we are not condoning the illegal copying of commercial music. You should use the software for legal purposes. And recently, it was announced that the band Metallica was able to build a list of Napster users illegally downloading their music, so people are watching. That said, enjoy this impressive sounding software, reviewed by Scott Rutkowski.
Good morning to all acbradio.org listeners. This is Scott Rutkowski with another software review on this week's edition of Main Menu. This week, I'm going to review a Napster-like client for downloading MP3s on the net. The program's called Qt MX. Now, the MX stands for Media Exchange. Very good piece of software, this. Speech friendly with JFW and WindowEyes. Very easy to set up and use. As a matter of fact, it's not as popular as Napster, but it is as easy, if easier, to use than Napster. This program allows you to search for MP3s, and it's very, very cool. And the reason that I like the program, one, that it's free, and two, if you've got a high-speed internet connection like DSL or cable, before you download the actual MP3 to your computer from the other person's machine, you can actually stream the file, so you can actually hear if it sounds any good or if it's what you want, or if it's the wrong song entirely. The only problem that I've found with the program is the fact that the media viewer or player, I can't seem to find out how to work the actual player as such, like for stopping the audio, playing the audio, and things like that. I'm going to be working on this, and hopefully I'll have a solution in the not too distant future in regards to the audio player inside Qt MX. We'll give you a short demonstration on how the program actually works. The other good thing about it is that if it finds nothing to your liking or it doesn't find any MP3s at all that you've searched for, you'll hear like a bong type sound or a funny kind of sound to let you know that nothing was found. Basically, another nice feature on the program is the fact that you can actually look through someone's hard drive like you can with Napster. You don't have to add them to your hot list or anything like that. You just right click on the actual person that you want to look at and choose, I think the option is called something about look at users files or something, but we'll have a look at that in a minute and we'll have to show it to you. Let's launch the program now, and we'll actually do a search for some files, and we'll actually just show you how it works. So we'll bring up the start menu.
Right windows, start menu, programs.
And we'll go into the programs menu.
Enter, accessories, submenu,
and we'll
programs.
Choose GlobalScape.
GlobalScape, submenu.
And there we go.
Enter, GlobalScape, QMX, submenu.
QMX, we'll pick that.
Enter, QMX, help, QMX.
Okay, so we'll just load Qt MX now.
Qt MX.
Okay, we'll run it.
Enter, leaving menus, start button, untitled, cool edit.
Okay, it's launching.
PC cursor.
Let's see.
Title equals untitled. Cool edit.
Okay, I just got to switch windows here. It's left me in the... Oop. Oh no, it's searching my hard disk for MP3. That's what's happening. Righto. I just want to hear that in the background. There we go.
User. Worm 1000 status. Logging in. Please wait. Search phrase. Edit combo. Healing hands. Dialogue.
Okay.
Send in user ID and password. Cancel button. Search phrase. Edit combo. Healing hands.
Okay. Now the way this thing works is when you first install it onto your computer, it runs a setup wizard and it asks you things like for a username and a password which you pick. It also asks you what speed connection you have to the net. And you can elect whether to save your username and password, so it logs you in automatically every time. Now, a thing about the program is, if you don't share any files whatsoever, you'll be in what they call browse-only mode, which means that you can't download anything at all. You can look, but you can't touch, in other words. So I would recommend that people do share some quality MP3s, and that would be recommended. Okay, let's tab through these controls to see what options are available. The first option that you come across is the box where you type in the string you want to find. So, we'll just leave that box for the moment. At the moment, it remembers the last search you did also, which is good. Okay, let's just tab once.
Tab, extension list, edit combo, MP3.
Okay, you can search by extension. At the moment it's set to MP3, but you can share WAV files, real audio files, Windows media files, things like that. That's quite good to know. Tab along.
Tab, search parameters limit returns to, edit 100.
100 returns. That's, it'll show you up to 100 matches if it finds up to 100 different files. So we'll tab along.
Tab, search parameters, search button.
That's the search button itself, and...
Tab, list 1, list view, 0 items.
And the list view is where your results will appear, which is very good. Okay.
Tab, search phrase, edit...
Let's just show you the pull-down menus pretty quick. So we'll press Alt.
Menu bar, file.
Okay, file.
Edit.
View.
View.
Actions.
Actions.
Window.
Window.
Help.
Help.
Right, this program also has instant messaging, similar to ICQ, built in. So you can send messages to anyone you want. It also contains enemy lists, where you can put people you don't want to hear from ever again into that particular part of the software. And there are plenty of hotkeys in the program. For example, we'll just go back to the window menu.
Window.
And we'll go down to the first window that's open at the moment.
Menu. Previous, search, receipt, search, alt 1.
Okay, alt 1 will take you to the search window, is what we were in a few moments ago. Alt 2.
Receive queue, alt 2.
That's receive queue, are where your files, when you receive a file, it'll automatically, you can actually have the program put you into that file once you choose to download something. The next one down.
Send queue, alt 3.
Send queue is where if people are downloading files from your computer, that's where that information will be displayed.
Friends, alt 4.
The friends option or window are where your friends, similar to your friends on ICQ, are displayed.
Enemies, alt 5.
Enemies are people you don't want to talk to, obviously, so that'll be in that window.
Shared files, alt 6.
Shared files are the files that you're offering for people to download, and that'll be in that window.
Chat, alt 7.
A chat window is alt 7. You can chat. I haven't tried that feature out, so I can't comment on how speech-friendly that facility in the software is. And that seems to be all the options in that menu. Righto, let's get down to the bit to business here.
Leaving menus, NG hands.
Okay, let's do a search for healing hands. We won't type in the artist. There is no actual artist box, actually. You just type in... You could type in the artist, or the name of the actual song. So let's just press enter. Now what you'll probably hear is a high type sound, which means that that matches were found. So we'll do it now.
Enter. Healing hands.
Okay, that dong meant that no matches were there. Very, very cool. You can actually customize all the sounds that this program uses. Most functions do have WAV files associated with them already, but you can change them if you want. let's do a search for something that will be there. Let's do a search for, let's see, River of Dreams. Okay, let's see what happens.
Dreams, enter, River of Dreams.
Yes, there we go. Now we've found some matches. Okay, we'll shift tab back to the list view.
Shift tab, list one, list view.
Okay, now.
Go to.
Now the way this thing works, it actually will ping the results. You may or may not need to make sure the window is maximized. That's one thing I came across. I had to maximize the window. You may need some sighted assistance to drag the actual song title over to the right, perhaps, because it doesn't seem to read the entire portion of that part of the screen for some reason. So they're just a few little tips that I've come across that I thought I'd share with everyone. Righto, let's see what we found here.
J. Goji, / new share, / easy, / Billy Joel, .. 1.65 MBT3 or greater, 710 MS, 55.
Okay, well that one won't be big enough. Obviously it's whatever it was, under a meg, or just over a meg. So you can tell from that result that is not a complete MP3. We'll move down to the next one.
Jakeman1, / new share, / Billy Joel, river, .. 3.74 MB cable, 650 MS.
Okay, now there's a valid result, 3.7 MB on a cable connection, and it had a thing of 700 MS, which basically is not a bad transfer rate, 700 milliseconds between my connection and the cable modem that file happens to be on. If you want to actually download the file, you can press your logo key. This is the way I've been doing it. There may well be other ways you can actually download the file, but the way I've been doing it is by clicking on the or hitting the logo key just to the right of the start key on your keyboard.
Applications, context menu, get files, control G.
Okay, control G will actually is a shortcut to this get file command. So if I pressed it, which I won't do, but if I did, it would put me into the receive queue, which we talked about earlier, and that will allow you to actually see how much of the file's been transferred and that sort of thing. Okay, some of the other options in this menu are
stream file, alt G.
Stream file, that lets you hear some of the file or it lets you try and stream it to you. Not bad, not too bad. It works quite well on a high speed connection. On a 56k connection, it is not too cool. Okay, next option.
Add to friends.
You can add that to your friends list. So that's not too bad. The actual, I mean, that'll actually add the person who this file belongs to your friends list.
Add to enemies.
Add to enemies. Well, that's the complete opposite, so we don't have to explain that to anyone.
Show users files, control U.
Show users files, that's the option I spoke of earlier. You can actually browse their hard disk or their files that they're offering, which is cool.
Send message, ..
Send them,
control N.
Send them an instant message, not too bad at all.
Send file, .. control D.
Send files, you can actually upload a file to them if you wanted to. Don't know why you'd want to, but anyway, it's there for those who want to offer that particular feature to the people.
Finger, ..
You can finger them. Now that doesn't sound as bad as people think. Let's say you can actually find out information about them. Haven't tried that option out, so I can't really say what it does, but yeah.
Get files,
and
control G.
Get files. Righto. So that's a basic search, and quite easy to use, as people have heard. Recommend it to anyone, and if anybody wants to ask any questions in regards to Qt MX, I'll tell you where you can download it from, first of all. It's quite self-explanatory, actually.
Leaving menus.
Can't just get out of there. Okay. Basically, you can get it from two sites. Now, the site that I'd recommend people go to is download.com. Do a search, all one word, Qtemx, and you'll find it. And the latest version is 1.6. Qtemx 1.6. Very easy to use. And I think having Napster and this program on your computer is recommended. Because if the file that you want is not in one of the programs, you can load the other one up and you can actually do a search for the file you're after in the other application. This is Scott Rutkowski for acbradio.org.